back to something that you can get for free. It could be that even your neighbour might have something that you want, and it could be yours, sitting in your kitchen, and all you have to do is go and pick it up. There's no such thing as a free meal or a free ticket, is there? Well, Michael Laurie is the moderator for Cambridge Free Cycle. It's a group, and I asked him to explain for people who've not might, who may not have heard of Free Cycle, what is it all about? Michael, can you explain for people who might not have heard of Free Cycle what it's all about?
Okay, Free Cycle started in Tucson, Arizona. There was an environmental group there who were trying to reduce waste and set up this organisation called Free Cycle, which basically anybody who, say, has some junk that they want to get rid of, they've got an old sofa sitting there, they've got an old fridge sitting there that normally they'd have to take to the tip, they send out a mail message to people in the local area, in this case Cambridge, and they say, I've got this fridge here that I don't want. Anybody want it? Describes the fridge. Presumably quite a few people see it. They get inundated with mails saying, yes, please, I'll have your fridge. And they can give it away rather than just take it to the tip.
So it doesn't take up landfill space?
That's the original aim of Free Cycle, was to keep things out of landfill. I personally, from the Cambridge point of view, now think it's shifted more to sort of community interest and sharing things around the community that would normally be thrown away.
It's a great idea. I mean, how often do you hear of anything for free?
I know. I think some people don't believe it. We do have to actually talk people into believing that they don't have to offer money, and I think for the first time some people go around to somebody's house and take a fridge. There's this guilt feeling there that really we should be paying somebody money for this. But no, people do it. I mean, the people who are getting rid of things might have to pay to get rid of it in some cases, so you are doing them a favour as well by taking it.
So when you first heard of this, did you think, ka-ching, this is brilliant, I'll get involved?
I first heard of it quite a while ago, and I don't really think anybody knew much about it. I think I actually heard it on Radio 4 or something, and there was a tiny little piece, took about 10 seconds just mentioning it, and I thought, that sounds fascinating. And they didn't give a link to the net, so I had to search for it a bit, and it was fairly new then, so I couldn't really find much about it. There was nothing much in England by that point. There was a London group that was quite big, and that was far too far away from Cambridge, so I talked to them, and we actually set up a Cambridge group.
And I gather you're doing very, very well.
Well, as of yesterday, where's my figures? Yeah, 9,729 members. And we've been going since February 2005.
That's so quite something.
I think that makes us one of the biggest in Europe now.
Is it a full-time job for you?
No. I wish it was, but no. I spend about 7 or 8 hours a week doing this. We have two other active moderators who I think spend about 5 or 6 hours a week. So it's getting pretty big now, and considering it's all volunteer labour.
Any downsides to Free Cycling?
It's all run currently on a mailing list, and if people don't sign up for the Daily Digest, where they only get one or two mails a day, then they might suddenly get their email boxes hidden with 150 messages, and that seems to be the biggest complaint.
And there must also be a slight worry that you don't want somebody you've never heard of before coming to your home.
Yes, we do issue safety guidelines, and so far we've not had any problems. I've not really heard of that many problems. I mean, our biggest problem actually seems to be with traders. But yeah, there is a safety issue, and we do advise, well, I mean, the joining instructions, we actually give some notes on safety and...
Oh, excellent. So you go through that?
Yeah, I'm actually quite careful about that, because I don't really want people coming back to me if something goes wrong.
That's a very cunning plan, I think, on your part. So anyone listening who's thinking, this appeals to me, how do they sign up?
Okay, the easiest way is to go to the web, to freecycle.uknet.com. And that will give a list of all the local groups, sort of from Letchworth out up to Fenland. I think even up to Peterborough we list now.
And then the rest is obvious.
I say that. The rest is going through Yahoo Groups, which is sometimes a little complicated and confusing. But basically you'll click on the Cambridge link on the freecycle.uknet.com.
Or whichever one is closest to you across Cambridgeshire.
Exactly, yeah. And that'll take you to the Yahoo page, where you'll sign up for the mailing list. And I would strongly advise people to set themselves to Daily Digest currently, because the volume of mail messages is huge.
So that website again,
freecycle.uknet.
That's one word, UKnet.
UKnet.
Yeah.
.com.
Seems almost too good to be true, doesn't it, really, this free cycle? But it does exist, and bearing in mind that the Cambridgeshire Group is all-powerful, from what I gather, just how many members, once you get through all the kind of spam and all the mail that goes with it and all sorts. So, free cycle, it could be the way forward.